papers, the table of contents. We will touch on the strategic overview of the organization, the linkages with other important instruments such as the Millennium Development Goals and the outcomes-based approach, Outcome 7 specifically. In terms of the presentation, we will also look at the key priorities for the department for the forthcoming year 2012-2013, and then we will go into a program-by-program breakdown of the key performance indicators and what the targets are that we have set for ourselves this year, Chairperson, 2012-2013. And we will end off the first presentation with looking at the budget and MTF allocations for this period. Chairperson, as an overview, the key thrust of the annual performance plan is to really look at the contribution of the department in addressing the kinds of challenges faced by South Africa, particularly the poverty, inequality, and unemployment. And of course, in our instance, Chairperson, as a department, we are more focused on the rural areas, and that's where our efforts in this presentation and in the APP will lie. Chairperson, fundamentally, the APP will seek to upscale the comprehensive rural development program, also job creation and socioeconomic infrastructure development as part of our plan this year. Chairperson, the APP also cannot operate and be developed in isolation. It is done by looking at our strategic plan for this period, the 2012 State of the Nation Address, Outcome 7, which is the outcome key to us, as well as the priorities that have been outlined at our Cabinet Lehotla held in July 2011. And the annual performance plan, Chairperson. My apologies. Chairperson, and then lastly, there is a big contributor to the outcomes approach, not only Outcome 7, but we also contribute to other outcomes, namely Outcomes 4, 6, 9, and 10. Chairperson, in terms of our vision, I think members may be familiar with the vision, which is vibrant, equitable, and sustainable communities, rural communities, and our mission there, as the Minister very passionately spells out, is to initiate, facilitate, coordinate, catalyze, and implement an integrated rural development program. And at the heart of this, the strategy is really around agrarian transformation that we need to be seized with. Chairperson, I'm on slide 5, and we look at the relationship between the 8 strategic goals that the department has set for itself, that will be part of our strategic plan, as well as the objectives, the strategic objectives that relate to those goals, and I'm not necessarily going to run through all of them, safe to say that fundamentally we're looking at the rural development of rural areas in South Africa, and also the issues of productive land, increasing access and the use of productive land by 2014. So that is a summary of how our strategic goals and how our strategic objectives align. As I mentioned earlier, the APP cannot be developed in isolation, and therefore we have made sure that we also align the annual performance plan to the Millennium Development Goals that apply to this country, as well as Outcome 7. We have then made sure that Outcome 7 and the matters within that outcome is integrated into our strategic goals and our strategic objectives for our functioning during this particular financial year within the APP. So this alignment that we've ensured with the planning instruments. Chairperson, moving to slide number 7, our key priority areas for 2012-2013. In terms of the restitution program, Chairperson, the transfer of all validated claims on state land by the end of 2012-2013, and we will go into a lot more detail in terms of the numbers of claims that we are referring to here. Secondly, under restitution, the completion of financial compensation claims, and we'll also elaborate on that at a later stage. In terms of the land reform program, There is recapitalization of land reform farms to ensure productivity and to maintain food security, and also the acquisition and allocation of strategically located land to beneficiaries. The third priority area for this forthcoming year, or this year, in rural development, we want to roll out the comprehensive rural development program in the 22 prioritized poorest districts. And these districts emanate directly from the July 2011 cabinet lehotla in terms of focusing the work of government in relation to these 22 prioritized poorest districts. Job creation through infrastructure projects and rural enterprises is a big part of the work that needs to be done this year, including the revitalization of rural towns. Lastly, within rural development, Chairperson, we continue the flagship program of NARISEC, the National Rural Youth Program, that we are continuing to roll out within this year. Within the cadastral management, services management, there is a massive project on the updating of our state land register, which is trying to identify the land which belongs to the state. And the second priority within cadastral services management is the continuing development of what we call the e-cadastral system, which will really revolutionize the manner in which we are processing deeds and managing our cadastral. Chairperson, we move into more program specific detail, and again, Chairperson, I'm going to look at particularly the second column from the left, which is called the performance indicator column. I'm going to be looking at the items raised in that column and then the annual target, which relates to that particular performance indicator. I think within the administration program, these are the sort of generally accepted methods of ensuring that we provide quality corporate support services, and here we look at the amount of budget spent, the percentage of the budget spent, audit plans that are implemented. We set targets there. Particularly important for this organization, the percentage of funded vacant posts. And Chairperson, there we are trying to bring down our funded vacant posts to 10%. So that we fill all necessary posts without delay. We also are busy with an organizational renewal plan, and that plan is being implemented, and we're saying during this particular financial year we will be at 50% of the implementation of that plan. Within that plan, Chairperson, really it is the turnaround and the strengthening of the systems and processes that support the delivery of this organization. When we move into policy development on the same slide, we are seeking to submit to Parliament 11 pieces of legislation, and that is a tall order, Chairperson. Also, the number of policies, there are 10 policies, and we will provide details on this a little bit later on, in terms of which policies and pieces of legislation we will be processing. But these are significant figures for us for this particular year. The administration program, which is program one, Chairperson, then for those activities or performance indicators, we have set aside a figure for 2012-2013 of just over 1 billion rand, and that is to sustain the corporate support environment of the department. Moving on to program two on the geospatial and cadastral services. Chairperson, in the performance indicators, we are still and have to be focused on the spatial plans that need to be developed. And we have set a target there of 37 plans nationally that will be formulated. And of course, the number of hectares of state land that is being surveyed. We're looking at surveying 2.7 million hectares of state land during the period under review. And then, very importantly, the number of days in terms of processing registrable diagrams, sectional plans, and so forth, that we're trying to process as efficiently and effectively as possible and within 2 weeks we are targeting those plans. Chairperson, then on the next slide, we continue with geospatial and cadastral services and the percentage of state land register verified. We want to complete this project this particular financial year. We will be ensuring that all state land is accounted for and is part of a register, and everyone understands and knows where this land is located. Chairperson, then moving on to eCadaster, the system that is being developed to support our deeds environment, that will continue its development during this forthcoming year. And we've also set a target of the number of people trained in this area. There's, like in many other areas, scarce skills. This is no exception, and we're looking to train 60 people or persons within this area of geomatics. For this program, Chairperson, within the 2012-2013 financial year, there's just over half a billion rand that has been set aside, 562.367 million. Program 2. Moving on to Program 3, which is rural development. Chairperson, the first performance indicator, the number of functional service delivery forums. This is quite important, Chairperson. This is where we engage directly with communities and particularly trying to understand the development goals of that particular community, and the target there is 93 of these structures that will be set up and will be functional during the period under review. Then rural communities that are then assisted with agricultural infrastructure and services. There are 60 of those communities that will be assisted. The number of households that will be accessing food security intervention, 1,800 households. We know the challenges around poverty, and hence this takes on a particular meaning in our organization. Then, Chairperson, moving to the next slide, the number of households that would access socioeconomic infrastructure through the Comprehensive Rural Development Program. There are 20,000 households that we are targeting there. And then the number of people assisted to access skills, 3,200 persons will be trained and brought on board. Importantly, Chairperson, the number of jobs that we are aiming to create this year is just below the 3,000 mark through these rural development initiatives. And lastly, the matter of dealing with NARISEC youth, we'll be upscaling to a figure of around 10,000 NARISEC youth. Chairperson, for Program 3, which is rural development, the figure is just below 1 billion. It is 934 million rand that has been set aside for Program 3. Moving into the first of the land programs is restitution. Chairperson, here the number of land rights restituted or awards of alternative equitable redress finalized. There are 380 such matters that we need to deal with. Then the number of land claims settled. We've set ourselves a target of 183 of these claims to be settled during the period under review. The allocation, predictably, for this program is much higher. It is just on 3 billion rand for this financial year, and that is to expedite these claims and to redress the issues of land, which is critical to this organization and the development of communities. The last program, Chairperson, Program 5, which is land reform. Chairperson, we will, during this forthcoming year, seek to acquire 321,122 hectares of land, which we will then distribute. There's a number of new farms that will form part of our recapitalization program. 416 of them will form part of the program. We have 8 irrigation schemes that we want to bring in and revitalize. And out of this initiative in land reform, Chairperson, we hope to create 288 jobs during this period. During that time also, we are aiming to capacitate 595 farmers in the skills and methods required to have productive farms and as going concerns. Chairperson, then finally, the budget allocation for this particular program, just over 3 billion, precisely it is 3.284 billion rand that will be set aside for the land reform program, as mentioned. Chairperson, then as we reconcile the budget and over the MTEF period, the budget for this particular financial year is 8.877 billion rand, which is the total allocation for this department. And as we can see, according to the MTEF, there are small increments over the remaining term of this period. Chairperson, then in conclusion on this particular part of the presentation, that I think as a department we definitely understand the importance of the mandate that we have been given. We have planned not only at this level, Chairperson, but also at an operational level as an organization to ensure that we achieve the targets that we have set for ourselves. Also, Chairperson, the monitoring of these plans and strategies is extremely important to us. It's no use on paper and in forums such as this saying we've done something when in fact we cannot show and prove that in fact this work has been done, and henceforth our monitoring and evaluation will be a lot more active in terms of where projects are functioning, that we get real-time information that those projects are in fact delivering on the mandate and giving us what we have funded within those programs. Chairperson, we've done a lot of work to ensure also, given the fact that the organization is relatively new, we have had to work really hard to put lots of the governance structures in place in the organization, audit committees. We've got a back office, which really we are trying to drive the organization's support into line functions to make sure that the people who are delivering projects on the ground have the necessary skills and capabilities and resources to do the work that is required of them. Chairperson, thank you. That is the presentation so far on the first part of this document. Chairperson, with your leave, we will quickly move to the second presentation, which deals with the provincial breakdown.
Sorry. I don't know whether the House will agree with me. I think it would be appropriate if we can interrogate the first part and then go to the next part so that we go accordingly like that. I don't know whether there's any body who's against that. Just put your point clear, Honourable West.
Chair, thank you very much. I won't be asking any questions. I've got to study and interrogate this and have a look. Lickety split through this whole thing like this in 2 seconds.
Mm.
I cannot do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
As you can see, DG, there's already a revolt. Not against me, against the report, which is true. Honorable Worth is just actually confirming what I've said earlier. And it is so disadvantageous to come and give members documents at the same time when the meeting is going to start. It really doesn't put us in an awkward position. I mean, you don't go to a lecture room and the lecturer gives you the lecture and document and the very same time asks you to write tests. It is impossible. Yeah, however, I don't know, Mama Gada,
thank you, Chief, for the meeting. I concur myself in the last speaker. We are not sending ourselves well with the document now. It will be unfair for us to just ask questions for the sake of asking questions. And yet, we are unaware of what is what is happening in the book. Thank you.
Yeah, Chairperson, now I just try to understand. You know that we are having about this budget vote on the 6th of June.
June.
6th of June. And this discussing is supposed to assist us in presenting our budget speeches in the House. But this session would not assist us, Chairperson. It's not going to assist us. That's why I'm also sharing the view that this session is going to be a fruitless exercise for us, because we are here really disabled now by not having the information up front. So what are you interpreting if you didn't read through your notes and the stuff? Even through our own research efforts, there is nothing in front of us. Thank you.
In that case, let's move on to the second presentation. Truly speaking, department should really understand and realize that your method of doing things is not really in keeping with the development that you people are talking about. Because you plan, you coordinate, you implement, you see to the success of these things. And we have to go there and check whether what you are telling us is it really true. You hear all the members, they feel really this is unfair. But that being so, let me just get the... I'll just ask one question. The 22 prioritized poor districts, where are they?
Chair, they are in all provinces except Western Cape and Gauteng. They are mainly your former homelands, your former TBVC states, where there is the 13% of the land. But we can provide the secretary to the committee also with the breakdown of the districts by name per province as well.
I would definitely like that, to break it down.
Oh, we have the list here, Chair.
You have the list here?
Yeah.
Does it indicate in the province where in the province and what is going on there? Does it indicate all that? You know, you must understand that we don't know what is in the plan. And if your list can say province so-and-so has got so many of these projects, this one is in this province at such and such a place, and this is what is going on there, I would really be happy if you can do that. But if your list is just giving us a list, it will still not be sufficient for us to follow and to understand, because next time we want to take the DG together with your senior management team with us for you to go and point out when we had the list, when we familiarize ourselves as to what to expect the DG and your senior management team to show us. We've got to move very closer to one another now. I would advise you, DG, that as a DG, don't just sit in your air-conditioned office and hear reports from your managers whilst you don't touch base with what is going on the ground. Because eventually, this is becoming serious now. If we can look at the number of protests that are taking place and the violence they become now, anybody, any level-headed South African must be very, very concerned of what are the symptoms, what does it indicate. Politically, if we could give you a political analysis of what are the symptoms and what can eventually be the event built up from these symptoms, you'll be surprised. So we've got to be very careful. We've got to be serious with what we are doing. We've got to be honest to ourselves. We've got to be honest to the people on the ground. Tell them the truth. This is my view now, really. It is my view, and it is an honest view, as I say. You as a department and we as the NCOP that is actually directly involved in the provincial issues, you have to come closer to us. We have to move closer to you. That is why I say what I'm looking at is that one day we will take you and we'll round up this project for you, with your senior management, to show us practically.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah. Chairperson, the second presentation really focuses on the three main programs, being rural development, restitution, and land reform, specifically. These three programs, again, specifically because they are the projects that relate to CRDP as well as the 22 districts that we've just spoken to. Chairperson, I'm not going to run through these items. We've already covered these early slides in the previous presentation. Chairperson, the going immediately to slide number 8, which is point number 5, the provincial breakdown of national targets per program. When we immediately zoom into the rural development program and we look at the number of service delivery forums, we've then taken the annual target and shown on a province-by-province basis what that means in each of the 9 provinces with respect to those targets that we have set there. When we looked at the number of rural communities that will be assisted with agriculture, infrastructure, and services, those 60 communities are spread with the bulk of those communities being in the Eastern Cape and Free State, as well as KZN, with those communities where we bring that level of assistance to, Chairperson. When we talk about the households that would be accessing food security, there is almost an equal, in fact, is an equal split across all the provinces because there are a number of these impoverished households within those provinces. And the number of households there that would be accessing the infrastructure according to the CRDP models, again, the main emphasis and efforts going to the Eastern Cape as well as then Free State provinces, including Limpopo and in KZN as a province. So those are where, are where most of the efforts in that particular area will be employed by the department. Then in terms of having people assisted to access skills to improve rural livelihoods, there we've got a split across all nine provinces, around 350 persons per province that will benefit from this assistance that we bring. Chairperson, then talking around the issues of jobs that will be created through rural development initiatives, the bulk or the sort of higher number of jobs, again, Eastern Cape, Free State, KZN provinces would be an area of focus given the amount of projects that would then be in those provinces. Out of the number of projects, then you will see the parallel number of jobs created per province. Then in the NARISEC program, the upscaling to 3,000 particularly this year, the breakdown fundamentally is in Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape and Northwest. It's not that the other provinces haven't been provided, they were simply looked at in a previous period. This period then the focus will be on those four provinces to skill and bring on board youth as part of our rural youth program. Chairperson, as we move then into restitution, as I've mentioned before, the issues of land rights being restituted, where we provide alternative redress on the land issue. There's 380 that have been targeted, and really there is a spread across the country where we will be restoring these land rights. Probably highest Eastern Cape, again, Mpumalanga a little bit, but in the main they all tend to have a sort of more or less the same numbers that we are focusing on. In terms of land claims settled, we have targeted 133 of these claims, with the highest number of claims being settled in the Western Cape, then followed closely by Eastern Cape and Limpopo province, focusing on the land claims matters there. In terms of land reform, Chairperson, the highest number of hectares where we are looking to acquire land for the purposes of redistribution. In the Northern Cape, we are targeting 87,000 hectares, 87,000 hectares of land in the Northern Cape that we are focusing on there, and then followed by the Eastern Cape, where we are looking to acquire 66,000 hectares of land for redistribution purposes, and then having 45,000 in Mpumalanga, 40,000 in Northwest. And those are about the highest figures that we are looking at, and these provinces would then be the area of focus for us. Then the number of farms that or new farms that we will that will form part of the recapitalization program, Chairperson, most of those farms are situated within the KZN province, then followed by Western Cape and Limpopo. These are the areas again that these farms will be taken and form part of the recapitalization program. Irrigation schemes, Chairperson, again, really we've tried to spread this as far as we can. The provinces that will not have any of these schemes during this financial year in terms of implementing these schemes will be starting. Northern Cape and Western Cape, but in all other provinces, it's about one or two of these irrigation schemes that we're trying to bring in, bearing in mind that we're also planning and working in overlap with Department of Agriculture as well in terms of making sure that we bring water to these important areas. Chairperson, then, as we round up the matters of land reform, again, the number of jobs created, we are targeting a figure of about 700 jobs in Mpumalanga, and then pretty much a sort of even spread between Free State, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and then other jobs, slightly lower figures that we are aiming at in Northern Cape and the Western Cape. In terms of the number of farmers trained, then the bulk of the 940 farmers that will be trained is in KZN and in the Mpumalanga province, with Gauteng province coming in at about number three in terms of the numbers of farmers that will be trained during this financial year. Chairperson, then, to give an indication in terms of how these how the provinces will then be funded, Chairperson, I'm going to ask you just to move to the next slide. We've just taken out all the zeros because it looks like really big numbers, but that gives one an indication of the budget allocations per province within each of the programs in rural infrastructure development, with the social, technical, rural livelihoods and institutional facilitation program, with NARISEC, the youth program, and restitution, the claims area, as well as land reform. So this should also give one an indication in terms of how the various provinces will be funded to ensure that these programs are all finalized. These are millions. Yeah, in fact, Chairperson, yeah, maybe the previous slide is a bit clearer, because we did not put in the triple zero in the first, you know, in the heading slide, and so it does make a difference. Yes, these are the figures. millions. Yeah, these are millions, Chairperson, that will be set aside. Chairperson, you'll see the bulk of the funding really is in the restitution and land reform area, where they combined is just short of 2.7, 2.8 billion rand that the provinces specifically will be spending within the restitution and land reform area. All the provinces in total, and those totals are then broken down per province, Chairperson. Chairperson, that really brings us to the end of that presentation, just to show the breakdown of these figures, Chairperson. That's correct,
We have decided that we are not going to ask questions. We are not going to discuss the presentations. Because as it is, as we said earlier, we are really disadvantaged. It is proper that before you come and give a presentation, you send copies of that presentation earlier so that we can, we as a committee, we work as a unit. We as a committee can look at it and formulate our understanding of the presentation so that when you come to give the presentation, then we already have an idea what to expect from you. For instance, we come to certain issues in the very same presentation that where they should actually demonstrate relationship with one another of the same points, but if you look and you benchmark them, there's a lot of discrepancy. You can't. For instance, like last time we were told which committee, which department was it? Agriculture. Now, in the first place, rural development and agriculture should be working in close cooperation because in terms of development of rural areas, it is said that it's going to be integrated development. So many departments will have to be involved in that. But I'm just making an example. We were told 325 communities or members are going to be, what was this about the 325,000 people? What was it? What was it about? You remember?
Zero hunger.
That's fine. Zero hunger strategy. But when you look at the whole thing and you move forward, you look at the other one was a project which per, it was a job creation project, which when you look at it the department was going to spend something like 5,000 per job creation, meaning per person. But when you look at the number of people, on the other hand, you find that the project which was going to take more money was actually going to do less work for the people. And if you take them, you compare them like this. So we find the same thing here in your presentation. For instance, you are talking about allocation to various provinces. Almost they are the same. But when you look at it, you find they do different type of project in different provinces. How does it come that the allocation is the same and projects are different, but they all more or less take the same amount of allocation? Now, we would want you to go back, and mind you, we are preparing this for the budget presentation on the 6th of next month. On the 6th of next month, we have to be clear about this presentation before then. So you go back, even if you can work day and night, you prepare a report that will give us a clarity as you talk. You know, as you talk, as you speak to the presentation,
we must be able to see the logic into the whole thing, not, you know, mix up of things which should relate to one another, but they don't relate to one another. I don't know, DG, you understand what I mean? Do you understand what I mean?
Okay, just to give also a bit of clarity on the matter, things that are confusing, for instance, under this program here, program five, land reform, here it says number of new farms under recapitalization. What is a new farm? Is it like, new can be new, and it can be old. What about all the farms that need recapitalization that were under land reform that are not successful? I mean, I put in a written question, and the minister said to me that there were some 200 farms in the Free State, of which 30 have been abandoned, and 170 are totally non-profitable or non-functioning. What about those farms to resuscitate things? So what is a new farm under old farms? What's old, what's new? And what are we comparing with? Yeah, we see figures, beautiful figures for land reform, restitution, but what are we comparing it with? Are we saying that restitution land reform must be completed by 2014? Is it 2020? And how many claims are still outstanding? So we're looking at this, but can we compare it with something, with a target? So we know that you're doing well for this year. Yes, we're getting there towards it. You know, we haven't got comparisons yet. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.
Chair, yes, I'm following. Obviously, with a disadvantage of having not being able to respond, but we take what you are saying. Yes. We hear the issues you are raising. We would have been able to respond had we been allowed to, but we appreciate that you need to read the report, understand it, internalize it, and then we can come back.
As a committee, we say we are doing this work, preparing this committee for the budget presentation, which is on the 6th of June. So meaning we are left with only 2 weeks, So as I say, even if you can have to work for day and night, you have to prepare something and come back very soon. And before you come back, you must send us something. At least I can say 3 days before you come in, so that we can go through the thing. We will also have, because we have a program too, you know, we also have a program, and ours is set for the whole year. It will mean if you send those things, we will not have to postpone or shelve some other programs. We will have to work after hours, so that we, you know, we are on par with what's supposed to happen. We understand one another. Yes, DG?
I just want to establish so that when we go, we know exactly what we need to do. So that we don't come back or we don't send something you don't expect. This report that you are looking for, must it be in a narrative format? Must it be in a PowerPoint presentation? Over and above what we've provided. I'm just trying to establish that.
No. Whether it is narrative or PowerPoint presentation, that doesn't matter. The matter is what you say in this page, which relate with what you are going to say in the next page, there must be some relationship there. We don't see that. As Honorable Watt has just pointed out to you, we don't see that. And even if we apply our mind on what, we have to have a base on which we apply our mind we compare things. But that is not there. It's a presentation that I can say has got no substance. A presentation has to have a substance, it has to have a content, you know, a content.
Am I wrong?
Chair will come back. We are confident of the report. There is a detailed narrative report on the same PowerPoint presentation. So we know we can answer the question. We are very confident about that. We will also send another report, which will be helpful perhaps to the members, because we have prepared a report which basically looks at the period since this administration took office in May. We are saying, what have we done in each and every province? What have we done under land reform? What have we done under land redistribution? Under land restitution? What have we done under rural development? We can show you the pictures, we can show you the narrative report of actually work that has happened. So we are very confident about the report. So we will be able, when we come back, to explain where there could be gaps.
Be there. So, on that point then, the meeting is postponed until you come back to us. But as I said, it should be sometime next week. Yeah, it must be sometime next week. And give us something 3 or 2 days before. We can then even also here then work after hours until we familiarize ourselves with the content of what you will have sent to us. Thank you very much.